Today's Minnesota Reads is made possible by the Bookstore at Fitgers, a full-service book and toy store located on the bottom floor of Fitgers on Superior Street, online at fitgersbookstore.com. Our guest this morning is Michael Fido. He's written a book called Zenith City, Stories from Duluth. He joins us on the line this morning. Hi, Michael. Good morning.
Well, good morning. It's good to be with you.
Wonderful to have you. Your book of stories is wonderful. We don't want to scoop too many stories, but let's start with an idea that's reflected over and over again, very gently and humorously throughout the book, about Duluth's self-deprecating manner. I'm trying to remember how you phrased it several different times. It was a subservience, I think.
Yes.
You didn't say inferiority, obviously,
no.
But this sort of self-deprecating, it's okay that we're not number one, we're not those people. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, you know, I can't speak to that now, but I that was the sense that I had during the first 25 years of my life that I spent in the city, and there have been other references. The epigraph in front of the book, which was taken from the J. Proctor Knott speech on the floor of Congress of the United States back in 1871, poked a lot of fun at the city, and it somehow seemed, at least to me, to have sort of stuck. Maybe now this, you know, I can also say this possibly could have been what lots of people my age felt, no matter where they lived. I think a lot of it for me had to do with the fact that my parents, my peers' parents, were products of the Depression, and their dreams, if they had them, were minimized, were narrow. They didn't have time. They couldn't take the time to think about, say, a career in Hollywood as an actor or whatever. I mean, the thing was to find a job that paid regular wages that you could count on, and taking a risk on trying something else was out of bounds.
Well, that generation, my own parents lived through the generation, through the Depression too. That generation was really concerned. They'd had about all the uncertainty they could stand.
Exactly.
And they were really concerned with kind of having things nailed down.
Exactly. And they wanted that for their children as well. You didn't want your children to suffer as they had during that terrible period. And I think that was a piece of it, that you just didn't want to step out in a way that might put your future at risk. And that was the culture in which I was raised. And these were all very good people, but, you know, if somebody thought that, as I may have harbored, that I might like to write books, well, I mean, that was way out of bounds. I mean, that was just, listen, you're not going to make any money doing that. You find something that you can do, that you can take care of a family and have security. Those were the main things.
You write a wonderful, wonderful chapter on that whole idea. And again, it's so gently humorous that there's no way that a Duluthian could take offense, I wouldn't think, called Thou Shalt Not Shine. And I didn't realize that Ogden Nash had written a limerick for Duluth.
Yes, well, I hadn't either. I don't know how I found that. But, and that, you see, even that limerick, which is, I see if I can remember it, in Duluth there's a hostess, forsooth, who didn't know gin from vermouth. But this lubricant lapse wasn't noticed, perhaps, because nobody does in Duluth.
Perfect.
And well, but it's you see, that feeds this whole thing of you know, if we weren't really made fun of, we were more or less ignored. It was I think maybe thought of as a kind of a gulag. And of course, there's Woody Allen's observation in the film Manhattan Murder Mystery. It's, you know, it's why we live in a city, talking about New York, where nobody sleeps instead of someplace like Duluth. I suppose, although I'm sure not, but I suppose there's an outside chance he's referring to Duluth, Georgia, rather than Duluth, Minnesota, but I think that's unlikely.
I also discovered from a friend of mine who lives near Duluth, Georgia, that there's also a Carlton, Georgia, that's near there. Because she had been checking, she'd been checking jobs, actually, and it came up with Duluth, Minnesota, and Carlton, Minnesota, which I thought was completely bizarre. Before I let you go, Michael, you've got to tell your KUMD story. You realize there's no way around that.
Well, when I was a freshman at UMD, some students the year before had prevailed upon a faculty advisor to help them get a radio station started. And it was in the basement of Torrance Hall, which may or may not be on the campus anymore. I can't remember. In any case, it was a low-wattage AM station, which was supposed to be only wired to the dormitories. But the engineers fooled around, and so if you were within a mile or so of the station, you could pick it up. And all of us were neophytes, of course. But the program director at the time was a Korean War vet who had had some commercial radio experience prior to his military service, and he was the program director, and he auditioned any of us who wanted to audition, and there weren't that many, so hardly any of us were turned down. But one young man, and I name him in the book. This is not his real name, but it's of similar nature. And I call him in the book Milton Walkavulovich. And Milt was an engineer at the station, but he wanted to be on the air, and the program director gave him a shift. And he went on the air and did his hour or however long his shift was. And when he came off, the program director said, Milt, when you're on the air, you might want to do something about the name. And the kid agreed, and the next time he was on the air, he said, this is your host, Jim Walkavulovich.
I love it. Early days of KUMD, brought to you courtesy of Michael Fido and his wonderful book called Zenith City, Stories from Duluth. As a matter of fact, you're at the bookstore at Fitger's tonight at 6:30 to talk about the book and no doubt to sign copies and all that sort of thing.
Yes, exactly. I look forward to meeting folks and having a good time.
Michael, thank you so much for joining us this morning. What a treat to have you.
Well, thank you. It was awfully good to be here.
Michael Fido is the author of Zenith City, Stories from Duluth. Minnesota Reads is produced at KUMD with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and also by the bookstore at Fitger's, a full-service book and toy store located on the bottom floor of Fitger's on Superior Street, online at fitgersbookstore.com.